Title: Shape Jungle Break Roll for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle break roll in Ableton Live 12. The kind of roll that doesn't just fill space, but actually shoves the track forward, makes the room tense up, and then makes the drop feel like it hits harder than it should. This is intermediate territory, because we're not just drawing a fast snare, we're shaping timing, microdynamics, tone, and mix placement so it sits around a drum and bass bassline without turning into a mid-range argument. First, quick mindset. A roll is usually talking to something. Either it's talking to the bassline, like move out the way, I'm setting up the punch, or it's talking to a lead or vocal, like here comes the moment. If your bass is a busy mid-res phrase, we're going to keep the roll tighter, shorter, and more mid-focused, almost mono-ish. If your bass is mostly sub with simple stabs, we can let the roll have a bit more stereo fizz and tail. Step 0. Set the session so it feels like jungle. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 172. I'll sit at 170 BPM, because that's a sweet spot for old school pressure with modern clarity. Now make a few groups so you can stay organized and actually mix like a grown-up. Create a group for breaks, a group for rolls, a group for bass, and optionally a drum bus group if you like running your drums through a final glue stage. Keep the roll on its own group. That's the whole game. You want to be able to smash and shape the roll without wrecking the main break groove. Step 1. Pick a break and prep roll-friendly hits. Drag in a classic style break. Amen, think. Funky drummer. Anything with character and a snare that bites. Click the clip and go to clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Then adjust that transient envelope. Start around 20 to 40. You're aiming for tight, not clicky. If it starts sounding like little needles, back it off. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset, slice by transient, and create a drum rack. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices. And that's perfect, because MIDI gives you control, velocity, groove, micro-timing, layering, all without fighting an audio clip. Step 2. Choose your roll engine. Inside the drum rack, find a snare slice with a clear transient and a shortish body. This matters more than people think. If the snare rings long, a 1/32 roll turns into mush instantly. Optionally find a hat or ride slice for spray, like that fast fizzy texture that makes the roll feel faster without actually being louder. And optionally grab a tiny kick or tom slice for grit at the tail end, but we'll keep that subtle so it doesn't read like a second kick. Step 3. Program the roll. MIDI method. Create a MIDI clip on the sliced drum rack track in your rolls group. Make it 1 bar long for now. 2 bars if you want a bigger build later, but 1 bar is plenty to get the technique right. Place the roll at the end of a phrase. Classic move, end of bar 8 in a 16-bar section. So let's say the roll happens in the last half bar of bar 8. Here's a classic pressure pattern. First quarter of that half bar, 16th notes. Final quarter, 32nd notes. So it feels like it accelerates, without you changing tempo. In Ableton, draw your snare hit on every 16th for the first part. Then zoom your grid tighter for the final quarter. Use Control or CMD plus 1 to refine the grid, and draw in the 32 and ES. Keep your notes short. Don't worry about legato. We'll shape tails with envelopes and gating later if we need to. Now the part most people skip, and it's the part that makes it sound like jungle instead of a drum machine test. Velocity shaping. Open the velocity lane. For the first 16 THS, aim around 55 to 75, then ramp upward as it goes. In the final section, push 80 to 110, then the last 2 or 3 hits can hit 115 to 127, but don't make every final hit 127. Leave one slightly lower so it moves like a human, not like a printer. Now add ghost notes. These are quiet hits that sit between accents and create the hand-played urgency. Put a few in at 20 to 40 velocity. Very low. And here's the rule. Ghost notes should follow the break's internal logic. Usually they live around the main snare placement, like just before it, or between accents. If your ghosts start sounding like extra main snares, the roll gets clumsy fast. Step 4. Humanize with groove and micro timing. Because if your main break has swing and your roll is perfectly on the grid, it'll sound pasted on, like two different drummers in two different rooms. Open the groove pool. You can try a subtle swing like swing 16-55, but the better move is, extract groove from your actual break. Right-click the break clip and hit extract groove. Then apply that groove to the roll clip. Keep it subtle. Timing around 10 to 25%, velocity around 5 to 15%, random at 0 to 5%, and a jungle-specific rule, Let the roll lean like the brake in the early part, but keep the final hits tighter. You want it to snap into the downbeat, not slosh into it. Step 5. Shape the tone with stock Ableton devices. We're going for old-school rave snap, but controlled. Not a flat, destroyed pancake. On the roll track, or on the roll group, add a chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 HC to keep rumble out of the way. Often I'll go higher if the bass is busy. If it feels boxy, dip 250 to 400 HC by 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. Then a small boost around 3 to 6 KHE, 1 to 3 dB, just to bring out crack. If you want a bit of air, a gentle shelf around 10 to 12 KHC, but stay tasteful. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15, crunch 10 to 25%, transients plus 10 to plus 30. Keep boom off most of the time, because boom can fight your sub and make the low end feel weird. Trim the output so you're not clipping. Always level match when you're judging tone. Next, saturator. Mode, analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. You're aiming for hair and density, not fuzz. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're crushing more than that, stop and ask, do I really need compression, or do I need better microdynamics? And that's an important coaching point. Use microdynamics tools first. Shorten tails with a gate if needed. Shape attack with drum bus transients. Then use light glue, not heavy flattening. If your 32 NDS are blurring, add a gate before your limiter stage. Set the threshold so the tails don't smear between hits. Set the return around 50 to 120 milliseconds, depending on the break. Then put a limiter at the end just for safety, sealing around minus 0.8 dB. It should only catch the hottest peaks. Step 6. Make it feel like it's accelerating without changing the grid. We already used note density, 16 THS to 32 NDS. Now we add pressure with automation. Put an auto filter on the roll group. Set it to a low pass filter. Start the cutoff around 1.5 to 3 KHC. Then automate it opening up toward 10 to 14 KHC through the roll. Add a little resonance, maybe 0.7 to 1.2, but don't whistle. Also automate drum bus drive up slightly into the end, like plus 3 to plus 5. Very small moves. You're building tension, not redesigning the drum. This trick reads like a riser, but it's still break focused. It stays jungle, not edom. Step 7. Make room for the bass line. This lesson lives in the bass line's world, so the roll has to coexist with bass, not choke it. First, keep the roll out of the low end. High pass is your friend. 150 HC and up is common, sometimes higher. And if your bass has a lot of energy in the 200 to 400 area, like a Reese or rolling mid bass, do a gentle dip in that same range on the roll. Now sidechain the roll from the kick for classic D&B clarity. Put a compressor on the roll group. Turn sidechain on. Choose the kick track as the input. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of ducking. Subtle. We're not pumping. We're making space. And here's a more advanced but extremely effective trick if your bass note identity is getting masked. Do dynamic mid-range ducking inside the roll. Put multiband dynamics on the roll group, or a compressor setup that targets a specific band. Focus roughly 250 to 600 HC, but adjust it to where your bass speaks, where the pitch is readable. Sidechain that to the bass group. Only a couple dB reduction, only when bass is present. That way your roll stays full when it's solo, but it politely steps back when the bass needs to be heard. Also, stereo discipline. Old school pressure usually punches in the middle. Put utility last on the roll group. Set bass mono around 200 to 350 HC even if you've high passed. It tightens low mid perception. If the roll feels wide and weak, automate width down to 70 to 90% during the densest part. If you want width, put it in the reverb return, not on the dry roll. Step 8. Arrange it for maximum impact. Here's a jungle-friendly template. Bars 1 to 8. Rolling break plus bass motif. Bar 8. Last half. The roll starts 16 THS into 32 NDS. Then right before the drop, do a micro gap. Mute everything for an eighth note, maybe even a quarter if your tune can take it. But leave a tiny reverb tail so it doesn't feel like a hard edit. That gap is psychological. It makes the roll feel louder than it is, and it makes the downbeat feel inevitable. Then bars 9 to 16, full drop energy. Bass opens, break returns, and the roll disappears so the groove can breathe again. A coaching check right here. Don't judge the roll in solo. Loop the last two beats before the drop and the first beat of the drop. Now bypass the roll group on and off. The correct roll makes the drop feel bigger. If bypassing the roll makes the drop feel bigger, your roll is stealing headroom or softening the transient contrast. Step 9. Add the rave smear, but don't wash out the groove. Make one return track called a rave-verb. Put a reverb on it, medium to large size. Decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the dry hit still punches. High cut around 6 to 9kHz. Low cut around 250 to 400hz. Then put EQ8 after the reverb. Yes, after. Because reverb creates frequencies you might not want. If it's harsh, dip 3 to 5kHz a bit. Now automate the send to this reverb only in the last quarter bar of your roll. That way you get that old rave tail right at the end, without blurring the entire roll. Now, quick advanced variations you can try once the core roll works. First, the two-layer roll, snap plus spray. Layer A is your snare doing the main 16th to 32nd pattern. Layer B is a hat or ride slice doing steady 16ths, but only for the last 8th to last quarter bar. Pan that hat layer slightly, like 10 to 20%. High pass it harder than the snare, often 400 to 800 hc, so it's just speed and fizz, not body.